regarding the law of Megid, which in the Haggadah, the recitation of the story of Yesiat Mitzrayim, which is clearly the highlight of the night, Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah V'Higata LeBincha B'Yom Ahu Lemor, the mitzvah is to tell over to our children part of the story as much as we can, as clear as we can, according to the child's understanding, according to his age, to tell them what happened in Mitzrayim, the Midrashim of Paro, the Midrashim about the plagues, the Midrashim about Kiryat Yamsuf and the likings. Unfortunately today, in our Sedarim, V'nehafochu, it has turned around, that instead of V'gatale bincha, it's V'gatale avicha, that every child stands on the chair and tells his father different types of hadushim. That's nice, but that's not the mitzvah of the night, that the child should tell the father what happened. The mitzvah is that the father must tell the child. Also, unfortunately, a lot of times, we know our seder is limited by time. People have a certain amount of tolerance and patience. So even if they're willing to give an hour towards the seder, but to spend 45 minutes on singing Dayenu, or everybody singing the Manishtana in their different versions, and then giving explanations on the five rabbis that sat in Bnei Berak, and giving different hadushim on halachma, on ya, why it's in Aramaic, and keha, and helachma, and all these type of things that have nothing to do with the mitzvah v'gatal mincha. So it's easy to spend a lot of time on the preliminaries. These are all nice parts of the Haggadah, but it's not the essence of the Haggadah. And therefore one has to prioritize his time to know exactly what to focus on. The focus again must be on the Makot, on the stories, how we left, and what Paro did to us in Mitzrayim itself, things that are related to the actual episode in Egypt. I'm not saying we should, Chas v'Shalom, skip the other parts, but if there's a limited amount of time, so you have to talk on the subject, like we say in the Haggadah, Shayu Misaperim Bisiat Mitzrayim Kodoto HaLayla. What were they talking the whole night? Bisiat Mitzrayim. They weren't talking about V'Hishe Amda or all the other things that are written in the Haggadah. And therefore, one must be careful to prepare Divrei Torah before the Seder. Baruch Hashem, everybody goes out and buys wine. Everybody goes and prepares the matzot. The ladies clean the maror. All the other mitzvot of the night, there's preparation. You don't just go into Seder cold. Unfortunately, again, when it comes to Megid, we come in cold, and we expect to keep the interest of everybody around the table, including the ladies, just by saying over some thoughts that just came to our mind. Doesn't work that way. It's a mitzvah to go out now, a couple of weeks before the holiday, buy the Haggadot, whether it's in Lashon HaKodesh, whether it's in English, prepare selected hadushim. And the main thing again is tell your children in a very simple understanding. You don't have to start explaining them Zohar or giving them Divrei Torah and Masechet Pesachim, trying to answer up Stirot in the Rambam. That's not for the Seder itself. If you want to stay after the Afikomen, you want to stay after the Halel, and you want to talk Divrei Torah and give different types of Hadushim, Matovu Manna'im. In truth, there's probably or certainly a bigger obligation to stay up on the night of Pesach than there is on the night of Shavuot. On the night of Shavuot we stay up because it's Minhag. However, the Halakha says that you're supposed to stay up on the night of Pesach until you fall asleep. So therefore there's no question one should try to extend his seder as late as he can. However, you have to remember the importance of prioritizing the Divrei Torah in the Magid, and you have Kabbanah to fulfill Mitzvat Aseh Min HaTorah V'Katan L'Bilcha. It should also be pointed out, ladies are also obligated in the Haggadah. It's a machloket if they're obligated from the Torah or from the Rabbanan, but they're obligated nonetheless. So therefore we must include them to explain it to them also, that they understand at least the primary things of Pesach, Masa, Maror, and some of the Midrashim that we discussed.